Thank you, and good morning, everyone. So we received funding from the Centers of Disease Control to reduce community-onset CDI rates across the continuum of healthcare, and that was to focus on communication of CDI events among acute care hospitals, long-term acute care hospitals, and long-term care facilities. And the grant recommendation was to base hospital selection on high community-onset CDI prevalence rates. However, focusing on just that can sometimes cover up absolute numbers of CDI events, and hospitals can have high rates but low number of infections to prevent, and also it doesn't account for risk adjustment variables. So we knew we wanted to take a different approach to target hospitals with the greatest room for improvement. So we defined our project goals as improved CDI transfer event communication, improve infection control, and improve antibiotic stewardship. And that was all with a goal to reduce CDI rates. So in Tennessee, both acute care hospitals and LTAC, they report CDI data to NHSN. And this data is publicly available in Tennessee's report on healthcare-associated infections. And currently, no long-term care facilities report data to NHSN in Tennessee. So within the public report, standardized infection ratios and rates are presented for hospitals, and this is just an example of how we display the SIR for hospitals over time, and it's against the HHS goal and the NHSN baseline SIR. And we also include similar plots for incidence and prevalence rates. And then this is just to show you another example of what we publicly report, so don't pay too close attention to details because it's small. But these are reports that show SIRs and rates once again, and these are by reporting year. And so these are similar figures where we show the three rates for LTAC. And then we also publicly report hospital-specific information. So this is a snapshot of a facility-specific page, and it displays SIR information in a table and in a plot format, and it's by infection type. So this is an overall glimpse of our CDI data, and it was from the first three quarters of 2014. And at that time of our targeting methodology, we were comfortable that this data from this time frame was complete and of good quality. So that you can see the Tennessee SIR was 0.8 for hospitals. The community onset prevalence rate really didn't differ much by facility type. So it was 3.5 for hospitals and 3.4 for LTACs. The community onset healthcare facility associated prevalence rate was about 1 for hospitals and 0 for LTACs. And then the healthcare onset incidence rate was around 6 for hospitals and 7.4 for LTACs. So this slide is a selection from the National and State Healthcare Associated Infections Progress Report, and that is published in January 2015, and this is 2013 data. So regarding CDI, you'll notice that comparing Tennessee to the rest of the nation, we really don't have too big of a problem. Our 2013 state SIR was 23% lower compared to the national baseline and statistically significantly lower than the rest of the nation. And now where we do have room for improvement is CODI and MRSA. So this slide is just one reason why our targeting methodology was super important. CDI prevention is not as high on the radar for our hospitals as other HAIs. So Tennessee has also used the TAP strategy, or targeted assessment for prevention, as another means to provide facilities with a measurement of their progress. So TAP is a method that was developed by the CDC, and it uses NHSN data for action to prevent HAIs. So the TAP strategy targets healthcare facilities or units within those facilities that have a higher burden of HAIs, so that gaps in infection control in the targeted locations can be addressed. And so this report uses the CAD, or the cumulative attributable difference. And you calculate the CAD by subtracting the number of expected infections from the number of observed infections. And that is if your goal SIR is 1. So in the first example up here, I have 15 observed infections and 8 expected, so that would give an SIR of 1.9. And say you wanted to have a goal of reaching 1 as your SIR with this information. So you multiply those 8 predicted infections by 1, subtract that from 15 to get that 7 would be the number of infections needed to prevent from the 15 to get to your SIR of 1. So say you had another goal target, and that could be the HHS goal SIR of 0.7. So in the second example, you would multiply 20 times that 0.7, subtract that from 18, and then you would have 4 as the number of infections needed to prevent to reach your goal of 0.7. So Tennessee has recognized the value of reporting the CAD back to facilities, so we've included that metric on our facility report cards, and these are sent out quarterly. So this report card, it shows each facility, and there's the HAI, the unit or type. We have the state aggregate, or the state SIR, or the facility SIR, sorry, the actual number of infections, the number of infections that must be prevented to reach a goal, or what we call the CAD also. We have the SIR goal, then the Tennessee aggregate SIR, and we also have, if that facility is HAI, is in the top 5 most preventable infections for that same time period. So if you look at the first column under CAUTI, so the adult and pediatric ICUs, just to walk through one row here, the SIR was 1.4, and it's highlighted in red because that is different than the, or it's higher than the national baseline. 45 was the number of observed infections, and then to reach the SIR goal of 0.75, that facility would have needed to prevent 13 in that same time period. And then we have the Tennessee SIR was around 1, and then also this facility is in the top 5 most preventable infections needed to prevent to reach the Tennessee goal. So we found these report cards to be super helpful when we communicate to frontline staff the number of infections that must be prevented. And then it's also useful to provide facilities with a metric when we wouldn't necessarily calculate their SIR because they have less than one predicted infection. So TAP reports have also been beneficial in our collaboration with other healthcare organizations. QSource is our state's quality improvement organization, and they contacted our team to assist them in using the TAP strategy to target healthcare facilities for their prevention projects. So we provided the CAD and the SIR to them to guide their facility recruitment list in their CDI, CLABSI, and CAUTI projects. So in order to use the Tennessee or the TAP strategy for our community onset data, we had to create a Tennessee-specific community onset model, and we used negative binomial regression to do that. So we used our model to predict the expected number of community onset CDI per hospital, and then we used the expected number from our modeling, subtracted that from the observed number from NHSN, and that was used to calculate each hospital's cumulative attributable difference. So once we had that community onset CAD, we used the hospital onset CAD, the community onset rate, and the hospital onset SIR as a basis for all of our 6 ranks. So these methods were ones we explored to prioritize facility recruitment in order to have the greatest impact. So we looked at a lot of different ones. In the rankings overall strategy, we ranked first by the first metric you see listed. Then we selected the top 30 hospitals and then re-ranked by the second metric you see listed. So the first ranking method first uses the hospital onset CAD, then the community onset CAD. And then the second one is just the reverse of that. So the third is the hospital onset CAD followed by the community onset rate. And the fourth is just the flip of that. And the fifth is the community onset CAD followed by the hospital onset SIR. And then the last method is a weighted rank, and it's calculated using both CADs. So out of the 6, here are 3 we're going to detail for you. So the first ranks hospitals by the hospital onset CAD, selects the top 30, and then re-ranks by the community onset CAD. And so this one resulted in hospitals that had a higher community onset burden. And this will be referred to as red from now on. And the second ranking was by the community onset CAD first, selecting those top 30, and then re-ranking by the hospital onset SIR. And this one resulted in hospitals with some of the highest hospital onset SIRs in the state. And that will be the bright blue from now on. And the third ranking was one we consulted on with CDC. So it's a weighted rank, and it's calculated using each facility's hospital onset and community onset CAD relative to the total expected number of CDI. So this rank accounted for both CADs at the same time, whereas the other two were a two-step ranking process. And I've put the formula here for you, and this will be the light gray or really light blue ranking from now on. So how did we choose which ones to use? We sought input and feedback from CDC. We made a color-coded list of what hospitals would be missed using one ranking versus another. And this is what we like to call the rainbow list. So each rank is indicated in a different color, and the letter codes, which are super small, I'm sure, are representative of hospitals. So underneath each ranking of the 25 hospitals, there's another color-coded list for the hospitals we would have not recruited by not choosing that ranking. And as you can see, but probably not, a lot of the missed hospitals were double letters, and that indicated to us that they were hospitals in the lower part of each ranking of 25 hospitals. So we also placed a lot of emphasis on which ranking method would be simple to explain to our hospitals and also would attract their participation. And just to remind everyone that a lot of our hospital focus doesn't surround CDI right now. And then we also summed the total CAD by ranking to see how much we would have prevented by choosing that ranking. And then we separated that out by the hospital onset CAD and the community onset CAD. And I'll show you figures to analyze this graphically in just a bit. But this was a really helpful evaluation of our ranking methodologies, and it was really useful when trying to compare them all together. So this figure is the total sum of CADs prevented by each ranking, and this is only choosing the top five hospitals by each ranking. So since each ranking's target hospitals varied, this was a good way to visualize the potential impact of infections prevented if the top five hospitals participated from each ranking. So each bar here represents the top five hospitals' total number of CAD or CDI infections that could be prevented, and you can see the CAD-weighted rank followed by the hospital onset CAD, community onset CAD performed the best, and then the remaining four were about the same. So then this is broken down by the three detailed rankings I mentioned earlier, and this figure not only includes the top five, which was on the previous slide, but now also the top 10 and top 15 ranked hospitals. And this follows a pattern with which ranking performed the best. So the light blue, the CAD performed the best, followed by the red and then the bright blue. But one thing really to point out here is the discrepancy between rankings becomes larger the fewer hospitals you choose to target. So that meant to us that the prioritization of hospitals was even more important the less resources we had for recruitment. And then we separated the previous graph out even more, and this was to view the difference between hospital and community onset infections. And this is just to show you guys that Tennessee has a much higher community onset problem. This is busy, and so I'll separate it into two slides in just a bit. But the numbers above the bars are the total CAD, or number of infections needed to prevent. So on the hospital onset CDI side, the number you see is if all hospital onset CAD was prevented to reach the HHS goal of 0.7. And then for the community onset side, the number you see is if the community onset CADs were prevented to reach the SIR goal of 1. So this is just the hospital onset side, and one interesting thing here is the highest performing ranking in terms of number of infections prevented is different by the number of hospitals targeted. And then on the community onset side, there's a pattern once again followed, so the light blue, then the red, and then the bright blue. So here is a comparison between two rankings that are readily available metrics from NHSN. So the green ranking is first the hospital onset CAD, and that's followed by the community onset rate. And then the orange is just a flip of that. So you'll notice that these really don't differ that much. In fact, you see the labeled top 15 ranked hospitals, those bars don't differ at all. But you'll start to see some differences when we looked at the top 10 and the top 5 ranked hospitals. So that just really further illustrated to us that the fewer hospitals targeted, the more your ranking method mattered. So what did we choose for this project? So we chose to go with the community onset CAD, then that re-ranked by the hospital onset SIR. And this was simple to understand, we felt, for our hospitals because it used SIR methodology that they're familiar with, and we do publish those facility-specific SIRs, so it kind of puts a stake in the game for them. And one facility we actually spoke with said that they knew they were on the bad list for hospitals, so it really motivated them to participate. And we just felt this ranking captured what we wanted most about the collaborative. So one way we used to assess the impact of our targeting strategy was we made this figure, and it depicts different scenarios on our hospital onset SIR. So the top gray line is the Tennessee hospital onset SIR for the first three quarters of 2014, and that is 0.8. So the top blue bar assumes if the top 10 hospitals that were ranked by the community onset prevalence rate participated, and they wiped out all of their hospital onset CAD, that would have made our SIR drop down to 0.76. And then we looked at that same for the CAD weighted rank. So if the top 10 hospitals participated from that CAD weighted rank and eliminated all of their hospital onset CDI, then that would have dropped our SIR to 0.72. And then if the top 10 from the community onset CAD hospital onset SIR rank participated and then wiped out all of their hospital onset CAD, it would have made our SIR be 0.7. So we are currently wrapping up our recruitment process, and just want to mention a bit about that. So we've been collaborating with our state's QIO since we had some hospitals that were in each of our CDI target lists. We wanted to make sure we decreased the burden on them. So we sent out this joint letter, and thank you to Illinois we used yours as a model. So we included the facility selection method here and put both of our logos on that. And just for conclusion, due to the project's emphasis on community onset, we chose the community onset CAD followed by the hospital onset SIR rank, but the weighted rank really targets the entire burden of CDI. And a national community onset SIR model would be awesome and super helpful for CDI and MRSA. And really the biggest take-home point for us was the more limited resources you have, definitely focus on prioritization of hospitals for your greatest impact. And some acknowledgments, so my co-authors at the Department of Health and the great people at the CDC who assisted us. And then thank you all for being here.
So we do have time for a question or two.
Could you go back to the slide that looked at the numbers that you would have prevented by each of the different methods?
Yeah.
Because it appeared to me that there were that you would have definitely had more bang for your buck by the first two, mm-hmm. and then you didn't use everything that you did.
Which
you
one?
Sort of
This one. Yeah.
So here it shows that the other two methods would have prevented far more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of like almost double the method you did select. So I'm sort of wondering why you went through this process if you weren't going to use the results.
Well, I think we had to also take into account some of the other things I mentioned, so like what hospitals would have understood, and that played a pretty big role in attracting them to participate.
Well, for understanding the hospital onset CAD followed by the community onset would have been as readily comprehensible as flipping it.
I think,
In other words, there's no justification using that rationale, I don't think.
So the one we ended up using was the hospital onset SIR was last, and that definitely attracted facilities that had high hospital onset SIR. So that was really our basis for using that one. But I do understand your point.
I completely agree with you. If you had to go and look for this bank or that, we would use that. But the focus on our facilities really did not perceive CDIF as being a major problem. And they were really concentrating on CALIS and MRSA. And so if they didn't have a high hospital onset SIR, they could not get hospital leadership to go and participate in this prevention collaborative. But if we had to really target the full burden, absolutely, we would go with weighted rank. So it's a reality of that we didn't have, we could not get hospitals to participate if their hospital onset FIR was not high, because that meant that it wasn't on the public report and it wasn't being reported to CMS, and they had many other priorities.
But the other would have selected by the hospital onset care. The one you didn't select.
The way it ranked would have prevented overall by far the most. In an ideal world, if I had no problems in recruiting facilities, that is absolutely the one that I would go for. The reality is that we had major other competing other healthcare associated infections that made our hospitals really wanted to work on those, and the only hospitals that were willing to participate were those where on the public report they had a high hospital onset FIR. It's not ideal from a total, if you really wanted to look at the disease prevention, we would go for that other methodology.
I'm just going to ask one quick question, which is, do you have any plans to apply this methodology to other prevention work coming up?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anything specific?
Not anything. I can't think of anything specific right now, but yes. Yeah.